I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. 5th District Congressman-elect Ralph Abraham says he's ready to begin his duties in Washington, D.C. The Republican from Richland Parish says he's already been told he secured assignments on the House Agriculture and Veterans Affairs Committees.
Very pleased to be on the Ag. As we said in the campaign, this 5th Congressional District of Louisiana is the largest row crop district in the nation.
Abraham expects Congress to act quickly on a couple of important items.
Probably within hopefully the first 2 weeks. Is that the Keystone Pipeline certainly will be approved. Certainly something will have to be done quickly with Obamacare.
Abraham says he's on the Ag Committee and he's going to push for looser EPA restrictions because farmers need freedom to grow a crop without a lot of government oversight. He'll be sworn in on January 5th. Louisiana State Police say speeding, suspected impairment, and failure to use a seatbelt all apparently contributed to the death of a 24-year-old Faraday man. Master Trooper Scott Moreau says Roger Merrill's 1997 Jeep Cherokee overturned early Saturday, throwing him out of the vehicle. Moreau says the car ran off Louisiana Highway 15 in Concordia Parish, then swerved back on and off again before starting to overturn. Merrill was pronounced dead at the scene. Education Superintendent John White says Louisiana students are missing out on millions of dollars of federal financial aid that could help them gain skills training or college degrees after high school. The problem is that, according to White, only 44% of Louisiana's public high school students fill out the free application for federal student aid. That application is used to determine if students are eligible for Pell Grants, work-study programs, and other types of aid. The man who was once the janitor at Port Barry Elementary School and years later became the principal is being featured in a People magazine series called Heroes Among Us. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern introduces us to Gabe Saunier.
Joseph Gabe Saunier says when he began working as a janitor at Port Barry Elementary, his former principal told him he was better suited grading papers than picking them up. Saunier later went to school full-time while working and was able to earn his associate's degree, bachelor's degree, and master's degree before being named principal of the school. His lesson? It's not where you start, it's where you finish.
Who would have thought 33 years ago, when I stepped on the campus, on this campus as a custodian, that I would be the principal at that same school 33 years later? Who would have thought that?
Michelle Southern reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast, a 70% chance of showers on and off throughout the day, otherwise cloudy skies with a high in the low 70s.